This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Senior BJP leader Suvendu Adhikari will be the new chief minister of West Bengal. BJP legislature party in the state elected him the leader in a meeting held in Kolkata today, paving the way for him to become the first BJP chief minister of the state. Addressing the media, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said Mr. Adhikari's name was proposed at the meeting and since no other nomination was received, his name was finalized.
The election process was completed just a few days ago. Around 8 proposals and supporting nominations were received and all of them were in favor of the same name. Sufficient time was also given for any other nomination, but no second name was proposed. Therefore, as the central observer, I declare Suvendu Adhikari as the elected leader of the West Bengal Legislative Party.
Tomorrow morning, the oath-taking ceremony of the government will be held at the Brigade Parade Ground. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, along with a host of union ministers and several chief ministers from BJP-ruled states, will attend the ceremony. As the ceremony is being held on the occasion of Rabindra Jayanti, cultural performances will also form part of the program. In the formation of a new government in Tamil Nadu, TVK, the single largest party, has sought support from the CPI, CPM and the VCK. Congress has already lent support with 5 MLAs. After much discussion today, the CPI and CPM, both having 2 MLAs each, has offered unconditional support to TVK to form the government. Our correspondent reports VCK is likely to announce its decision after the meeting this evening or tomorrow. In another political development, the state BJP president Nayinar Nagendran has clearly said that the party gracefully accepted the election results. Interacting with the media, he said that the BJP does not wish to align with TVK in any way. Somnath Amritpur will be celebrated to mark the 75th anniversary of the reconstruction of Somnath Temple. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the Somnath Amrit Parv on the 11th of this month at Prabhas Patan, Somnath. Speaking to the media, Gujarat Minister Jitu Bhai Vaghani said the Prime Minister will lead a 1-kilometer-long mega road show from the Triveni helipad to the statue of Veer Hamirji Gohil. Prime Minister Modi will also perform the Kumbh Abhishek, Dhwaj Puja and Mahapuja at the Somnath Temple. Union Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu has informed that the final investigation report into the tragic crash of Air India Flight AI-171 is in its concluding stages and is expected to be released within a month. Speaking to reporters on the sidelines of the Aircraft Leasing and Financing Summit at GIFT City in Gandhinagar today, the minister stated that the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau is conducting a thorough and transparent probe. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that the empowerment and security of the country is not limited to the protection of borders, but is connected to the security of society, environment and citizens. Addressing an event on 10 years of Tiranga Mountain Rescue with Indian Army in New Delhi, the minister underlined that an empowered India is one where borders are secure, communities are confident and the protection of every life is ensured in times of disaster. India and Singapore have stressed the importance of bilateral cooperation in countering terrorism as strategic partners. The 5th meeting of the Joint Working Group on Combating Terrorism and Transnational Crime between India and Singapore was held in New Delhi yesterday. The Joint Working Group unequivocally and strongly condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism, and reaffirmed the principle of zero tolerance towards terrorism. Bulgaria's parliament today formally approved Rumen Radev as the new prime minister in a bid to end political instability and spur economic development in the EU member country. India's Simranjeet Kaur advanced to the semi-final of the women's recurve individual event at the Archery World Cup Stage 2 in Shanghai today. Simranjeet defeated her Chinese Taipei counterpart Feng Yuzhu 6-0 in straight sets in the quarter-final. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders have won the toss and opted to bowl against Delhi Capitals at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.